But many migration lawyers and progressives say that any migrant is entitled to ask for asylum and get a temporary job in America's national labor market, no matter how weak their plea for asylum is. For example, Mayorkas told a Senate panel in November that Americans cannot have a secure border unless migrants also get justice in U.S. immigration court. "Justice is our priority," Mayorkas declared at a Senate hearing, adding, "That includes securing our border and providing relief to those migrants who qualify for it under our laws." Mayorkas opposes the cartels, but he is seeking to replace their illegal smuggling with a variety of government programs that stealthily extract foreign workers and consumers from their home countries for use in the U.S. economy. For example, Mayorkas is helping teenage economic migrants walk into jobs via a side door created in a 2008 law for victimized children. He is helping older migrants stay in the United States by letting them use the same 2008 law and refugee rules to pull their left-behind children up into the United States. Mayorkas is also using his parole power to invite lawfully deported migrants to rejoin their left-behind migrant children who are applying for asylum. He is using the U visa program to provide work permits and social security numbers to migrants who say they were victimized by a crime in the United States. On June 16, Attorney General Merrick Garland announced new asylum rules that would offer citizenship to people who claim they are persecuted by abuse from their spouse. Garland's deputies also revived the claim that judges can use administrative closure to shut down deportation cases, so allowing illegal migrants to stay legally. In 2021, Mayorkas and his deputies have allowed roughly 1.8 million migrants into the United States. This huge population is roughly one migrant for every two American births, and it includes visa workers, legal immigrants, asylum seekers, refugees, paroled Afghans, and illegal migrants. In the United States, migration curbs Americans' productivity, shrinks their political clout, and widens regional wealth gaps. It radicalizes their democratic, compromise-promoting civic culture, and allows elites to ignore despairing Americans at the bottom of society. For many years, a wide variety of pollsters have shown deep and broad opposition to labor migration and the inflow of temporary contract workers into jobs sought by young U.S. graduates. This opposition is multiracial, cross-sex, non-racist, class-based, bipartisan, rational, persistent, and recognizes the solidarity Americans owe to each other.